At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Oh, the car from Carvana's here. Well, will you look at that? It's exactly what I ordered, like, precisely. It would be crazy if there were any catches, but there aren't, right?
Right, because that's how car buying should be. With Carvana, you get the car you want. Choose delivery or pickup, and a week to love it or return it.
Buy your car today with
Carvana.
Delivery or pickup fees may apply. Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at Carvana.com.
If you can see it here, and you have the courage enough to speak it, it will happen. So, a lot of times people believe in certain things, but they keep to themselves. They don't put it out there. If you truly believe in it, if you become vocal with it, you are creating that law of attraction, and it will become reality.
Make this note. Don't become a victim of yourself. Forget the thief in the alley that's after your purse. What about the thief in your mind that's after your promise?
There's this thing about people, and they talk about manifesting.
Mm-hmm.
It's f***ing real, man. Manifesting is real. When you figure out who you are and what you want to do, and you devote your life to it like a maniac, like you're all in on this thing, and you manifest, most of these people end up, you know, doing what they say they're going to do and being who they say they're going to become. It's real. And there's no excuses. There's no fucking days off. There's no, everybody's against me and this didn't happen for me because of this and that and all this whining. It's these people who dive in and they're hardcore and they're focused and they know what they want. They know who they are and they lay out these short-term goals and this roadmap on how to get there. Most of those people make it.
He's the biggest man I've ever seen. I wouldn't want to fight him.
That's why no one will remember your name.
There's people like us, we're crazy in the sense that we believe to be, it's almost delusional sometimes.
Yes.
Yeah, like, what's the one, I've heard this quote on the JRE before, it's like, greatness and madness are next door neighbors and they just borrow each other's sugar once in a while. Bro, I can manifest like a motherfucker. Everything comes from the imagination. Everything comes from the imagination. So the power of the mind, people don't understand. We still don't understand. I still don't understand how powerful it is. I'm still learning. But I know one thing is I can make things happen. I can go into levels. I just can't tell the world. But like there's levels that like I've manifested things that I'm just like, I still shock myself. Like how the fuck did I make that happen? And this is not even to do with fighting. This is to do with my personal life. And I'm like, I made that happen. And this is through this like manifesting subconsciously as well. Just years of something just manifesting and boom, it's right there. I'm just like, shit, I really made that happen. It's scary, man.
True years in the gym. True wins, true losses, true life. I just realized that if you say it to yourself and you look yourself in the eye and look yourself in the mirror and truly, truly believe that not a man alive can beat you, then that is the way it is. And just true hours in the gym and preparation, I feel that I am untouchable right now.
I want to reassure you that no matter what the night, no matter what the storm, no matter what the difficulty, there isn't anybody here that can't figure it out, find some things to do, step at a time, yes. Minute at a time, yes. Day at a time, yes. Week at a time, yes. But there isn't anything you can't walk away from. There isn't any challenge you can't overcome. I want you to have that kind of belief in yourself.
Maybe it was your time to lose. You didn't think so.
Lose? I don't lose! I win! I win! That's my job! That's what I do!
If a person would sit down and let their body relax, totally relax,
okay,
and then start to visualize in their mind, see themselves the way they want to see themselves, see how you'd like to live your life, see yourself living it that way. Now, understand that that's a picture in your mind. Take that picture and describe it, write it out in the present tense. I am so happy now that I see myself, and write it out. Start to read it and read it and read it and read it every day. Carry it around and keep reading it. The one point that all the great teachers all down through history have all agreed on, they've been in complete unanimous agreement on it, we become what we think about. Now, it may be fantasy at first. It might even appear to us as being a lie. But if you read it often enough, you'll start to believe it. I watch people in the personality change right in front of my eyes. And all they're doing is starting to see themselves different. They're starting to think different thoughts.
Nah, I feel confident because I'm the best player in the world. That's simple.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
You could have anything you want, if you want it badly enough. You can be anything you want to be, do anything you set out to accomplish, if you hold to that desire with singleness of purpose.
If you want revenge for the bad things that have happened in your life, start with the version of you that hasn't lived up to your potential.
Connor, in February of 2013, we spoke for the first time. You didn't have a car, you didn't have a pot to piss in, all you had were blueberries. Now here you are with the undisputed gold. Enjoy it, my friend. You deserve it. You called it.
Yeah, from nothing to something to everything.
You know, two years ago, and you know, I had the goal in my head that I'm going to be the best player in the league.
You know, I believe in the law of attraction.
It's something that is like an internal belief. So I just feel it in my whole being that I'm the best fighter on the planet.
I honestly have convinced myself that I'm not designed to lose.
Power of the mind.
And I believe that that you can speak things into existence. And I believe that when you know where you're going and you know what you want, the universe has a way of stepping aside for you.
The first step before anybody else in the world believes it is you have to believe it.
And I've always had visions of better. I've always visualized better. And in times of struggle, like driving down in a banger of a car that I had to push start, I'd be still driving a soft top Bentley around beautiful California in my head. And lo and behold, now I am driving a beautiful soft top Bentley around California. So I always visualized good things. I always visualized victory, success, abundance. I visualized it all, and it's all happening.
Around 2010, 2011, I went through this huge spiritual thing where I became obsessed with the power of the mind. Meditation, visualization, and just realizing how powerful our minds actually are, like how we really do paint our world with our thoughts and our level of self-belief. So I took myself from being very average-minded to actually believing that I was the shit and believing that I could be the shit and that I could be the GOAT and be the greatest and never lose. And to, like, I took myself to a different place mentally, and a lot of it came from mental practice and meditation and visualization and just seeking knowledge from people who are strong believers.
I knew I was going to be the person to bring martial arts to the public eye. And now it's happening. You know what I mean? There's two things I've learned from these past 7 months. Number one is that hard work pays off. And number two is that dreams come true. And that's what's happening.
Everyone is jealous of what you've got. No one is jealous of how you got it. People see the trophies, but not the training ground.
Everybody wants the view, but no one wants the climb.
A negative mind will find any way to make the world fit his priors.
Right.
So if you go into a situation adamant that this is, that you are unlovable, unwanted, broken, flawed, insufficient, you will manage to warp reality to be able to fit what you already believe.
that you used to go up on Mulholland Drive and park.
Yeah, every night.
And visualize seeing yourself as...
Yeah, I would visualize...
This is when you were broke and poor.
You know, right, having directors interested in me and people that I respected saying, you know, I like your work or whatever that is. And I would visualize things coming to me that I wanted or whatever.
This was in like 1987, 85.
Yeah. I had nothing at that time. So it was like, but it just made me feel better. It made me, at that time, all it really was for me was kind of making me feel better. I would drive home and think, well, I do have these things. And they're out there. I just don't have a hold of them yet, but they're out there.
It's a beautiful feeling when preparation meets opportunity, you know, nothing is impossible. You know what I mean? You can achieve anything.
That's how your mind works 24/7. It never turns off. You have got to change the way you think. It is the whole determining factor of where you go in life. We are all where we are today because we thought ourselves to this position. If you don't like the position, think yourself out of it.
All that matters is how you see yourself. If you see yourself as the king, you know what I mean? You see yourself with all the belts and all everything. And no matter what no one else says, as long as you see that and really believe in it, then that's what's going to happen.
Being realistic is the most commonly traveled road to mediocrity. Why would you be realistic? What's the point of being realistic?
Just put up a barrier.
Yeah, I'm going to do it. It's done. It's already done. The second I decide it's done, it's already done. It's right. Now we just got to wait for y'all to see.
Is there any limit to your ambition?
No.
Or any limit to what you think you can achieve?
Well, no. Because I think right now, if I was to quit rapping and I say I want to go to the NBA, I would be in the NBA.
No, you wouldn't.
Yes.
No, you wouldn't.
Yes, I would.
No, you wouldn't.
Yes, I would.
Why would you think you could make it to the NBA?
Because I think I can do anything.
You need to tell yourself if you're going to win or lose. And there is no opponent. There's no one. You're against yourself. I believe in myself so much that nothing is going to stop me.
The sky is the limit. And as a kid growing up, I believed that. I believed that whatever I put my mind to, and if I was willing to make sacrifices, and I was dedicated, that I could achieve absolutely anything.
Because despite my situation at the time, I always believed that, I don't know why, but it seems like I had some voice in my mind who told me that it's going to happen. How? I don't know. But it's going to happen. Then I'm like, yes, I'm going to do it. And that was just like 6 to 7 years ago.
You, on your words were your destiny. You spoke out your reality. You said, I'm going to do that.
Connor, you've been dreaming about this moment. You've been talking about this moment. Honestly, though, does it feel the way you thought it would?
Yeah, it does. It feels beautiful. I dreamt this so much, so clearly, so precisely, and so frequently that it has manifested itself into reality. And that's what I am feeling right now. It's a dream come true.
I have been feeling like a UFC world champion since the day I arrived here.
Did you have faith maybe back then that your time would come and that you would be able to explode onto the scene as you had?
If I didn't, it wouldn't have happened. So I had to believe in it. I had to feel it. I had to have faith in it for it to happen. I feel to be at the pinnacle of any game, in any, whatever you do. You've got to be a little bit gone to it. You're not all there. You've got to be almost insane to your craft. Not a lot of people can understand that. That's why I don't know about nothing else. I do not pay attention to nothing else.
But there's 24 hours in the day where you're alone in this brain. And your brain is talking to you in all kind of ways. And it wants to control you and pull you in these different pockets. If you can't control your own brain and your brain controls you, you're... You got to tell your brain where you want to go and how you want to go and how you want to get there. You got to control it. If not, it's over.
When I was a kid, I used to always visualize stadiums. And like, even when I was playing football, I'd kick the ball against the wall and I'd pretend I scored a goal and I'd run off and I'd be raising my hand and visualizing an arena full of fans. And that was something I'd done as a kid out on my own. I like just run around kicking the ball. So I always had these visions of something. But I just didn't know what it was.
There's another thing. What do you want to be? You know, I don't
I don't want to be anything. I am everything I want to be, and I'm already there, you know? I don't want anything, you know? People say like, I want this, I want to do this, and I want to do that, but the vibe you're putting out is want. You're always going to want, you know? I always have the attitude that I have.
I want to tell you something that I learned that changed my life. I was reading a book one time that had a quote in there from Albert Einstein. And Albert Einstein said, imagination is everything. It's the preview to life's coming attractions. If you think about that, that's a really, really true statement. Because everything you see in this world came from somebody's imagination. Everything.
And he said, now don't you ever tell me it's something that you can't do.
You know, I heard a quote one time from Vincent van Gogh that really rang true. He said, he has dedicated his life to his art and he has lost his mind in the process. And when I sat and I thought about that, it sounded very familiar. I have given every single thing, every ounce of my life to this craft, to perfecting my craft, and I continue to do so. And in the process, I have lost my mind, but in a good way. To regular society, to people who wake up at 9 a.m., who clock out at 5 p.m., they would look at me and say, I've lost my mind. But me, I have found it almost.
Me, I want what's coming to me.
Oh, well, what's coming to you, Tom?
The world, Chico. And everything in it.
And you know what it is? No matter how many times people put you down, write you off in life, never pay attention to it because it doesn't mean anything. Because I proved, as just a normal looking man, average Joe, that anything is possible, no matter where you are in your life, how dark of a place you're in. It doesn't get any darker than committing suicide. Now I was there. To come back to lose all that weight, to lose over 10 stone in weight and get back mentally well again and regain the crown jewels in boxing. It's been a fantastic career, and you should never let anybody crush your dreams, because anything is possible, and I'm definitely proof that it's true. Thank you.
Like, if you have a clear picture in your head of something that is going to happen, then nothing can stop it. You know what I mean? It is destined to happen.
So I think a lot of us have the battle of the other self, that we're the lesser version of ourself that we're trying to kill every single day. And so a lot of times we have this desire to point the blame finger externally, but wherever you point the finger of blame, power follows. And so whoever I blame for the life I have is the person who I give all the power over my existence, over my circumstances. And so it hurts, but if you turn the finger inwards and you start saying, huh, I don't like my life. The person that I need to punish or get back at is the real person who got me here, which is me.
Make a choice. Like, you just decide what it's going to be, who you're going to be, how you're going to do it. Just decide.
I've done everything I said I was going to do. I was laughed at. I was literally laughed at to win that second world title. When I first came into it, I was going to take these two world titles down. Laughed at. That's never going to happen. An Irish man even winning the UFC. When I said that, I was laughed at. So I said I was going to win the two world titles. I won them. I've done everything I said I was going to do. Every move is a calculated step. Make no mistake about that.
What do you think the sport's going to be, you know, when UFC 200 rolls around? And where do you think you're going to be 9 years from now, 10 years from now?
I'm hoping to be a champion.
Yeah.
I'm hoping to be a champion. I'm believing that I'll be a champion. And I would love to grab the belt and hang on to it and, you know, be the next GSP or be the next Silva and, you know, keep the fans excited. The UFC is growing and it's just a tremendous thing to be a part of. It's changed my life and I embrace what it is.
This is the law of attraction. I mean, you have to, in the struggle, you know, when things are going good and you visualize these good things happening, you visualize more good things happening, that's easy. What's not easy to do is when things are going bad and you're visualizing the good stuff. And that was what I was able to do.
But for the most part,
I don't live in a space of I can't. I live in this space of I feel confident that if I put in my 10,000 hours that I can achieve anything.
He who says he can and he who says he can't are both usually right.
And I genuinely believe that I can do anything. And I went from a very average thinking person, like just average 19-year-old.
Yeah.
When I really dug into the power of the mind and how important it is to look at yourself in a high regard and to believe that first you can. And that's when I started to fly.
Greatness is not this wonderful, esoteric, elusive, godlike feature that only the special among us will ever taste. You know, it's something that truly exists in all of us. It's very simple. This is what I believe, and I'm willing to die for it.
Some games and some moments, you're getting a little bit more upset. For example, after the Euros to eliminate penalties against France, take 2 days because it's a special moment, pressure. But that's it. Listen, third day.
Anything you want, you can get, period. You gotta wake up and tell yourself that every single day. Look yourself in the mirror and tell yourself what you really want. You're the one. And when you realize that, well, I'm telling you, you're gonna be very powerful. Cause you can control what you can control. The world is in your hands. And we're just waiting to see what you're gonna do with it.
I wanna represent an idea. I wanna represent possibilities. I wanna represent the idea that you really can make what you want. I believe that I can create whatever I want to create.
You have to start with action. It needs to be, okay, what would have had to have happened in a week's time for me to look back on that week and find pride in myself? Okay, maybe stop breaking promises to yourself. When you say, I'm going to wake up tomorrow at 7 a.m., and when the option comes to hit the snooze button, don't do it. There's one win that you've got for the day. That's action.
I think that there's a certain delusional quality that all successful people have to have. You have to believe that something different can happen.
Every morning when I get up, I go to the mirror.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
And tonight, you are my mirror. And I say to that person looking back at me from the mirror, there is no one like you. There has never been anyone like you. There shall never be anyone like you. Therefore, know yourself, be yourself. Authenticity is everything.
It's unrealistic to walk in a room and flip a switch and lights come on. That's unrealistic. Fortunately, Edison didn't think so. It's unrealistic to think you're going to bend a piece of metal and fly people over an ocean in that metal. That's unrealistic. But fortunately, the Wright brothers and others didn't believe that. And it just seems like such a ridiculous idea to me to embrace the idea that it's not going to happen, that's not real, for that to happen. As soon as you say it, now you just made that real.
I'm not good enough, smart enough. I'm not talented enough to do that. Some people are. Some people can start at one. Some people don't have to start at all. If you lack talent, you can't sit back and say, I'll start in half an hour. I can't do that. I gotta start now. And after I get back from starting, I gotta start again. And when I get done with that run or that study session, if it wasn't good enough, I gotta go back again. Because repetition is what taught me everything. So you can honestly outwork anything.
Our thoughts, our feelings, our dreams, our ideas are physical in the universe. That if we dream something, if we picture something, if we commit ourselves to it, that is a physical thrust towards realization that we can put into the universe. That the universe is not a thing that's going to push us around. That the world and people and situations are not something that are going to push us around. That we are going to bend the universe and command and demand that the universe become what we want it to be.
5% of a person's success has to do with strategy, with plans. 95% has to do with the mindset. You can be the smartest person in town. If you've got the wrong mindset, nothing's going to work properly.
So many of us choose our path out of fear disguised as practicality. What we really want seems impossibly out of reach and ridiculous to expect, so we never dare to ask the universe for it. I'm saying, I'm the proof that you can ask the universe for it. Please.
Is that he becomes what he thinks about most of the time. It's as simple as that. We become what we think about most of the time. And that's the strangest secret. This is why thinking is so vital. This is why a goal is so important. Because we will become that. This is why people who set goals achieve them. The trouble with men is not in achieving their goals. They do that. It's in establishing them.
The funny thing about it is I was always into this, you know, visualization and right. stuff, you know, and I years ago, and I, it's an interesting story because I 4 years ago, I used to go up to Mulholland Drive and I used to say, I have this and that and this. Oh, it's all good and it's coming to me, you know, and I actually wrote myself a check. And this is for real. This is not a joke. This is for real. I wrote myself a check for $10 million per picture.
See, this is
by the Thanksgiving 1995.
Wow, look at that. This is the actual.
Don't wreck it.
No, I don't want to. This is certainly like, there you go.
That's the actual check I wrote myself 4 years ago. And that's, so I'm kind of here to say that visualization does work.
He said the only thing that he could find in Edison or Ford that he never found in everyone else was persistence. They'd get a hold of an idea and they'd stick with that idea. And I look back in my own life and I never did that. I'd try something a couple of times and if it was rough, I quit. I'd have people saying, oh, Bob, why don't you just give it up? I'd say, yeah, you're right, and I would. Now you see the people I was mixing with, they were losing too. I never stuck at anything. So I made up my mind, if I ever found this secret, I'd work it right until I died. Now I did find the secret. It was in 100 different places in the book. And it was simply sit down, decide what you want, write it on a card, carry the card in your pocket, and read it as often as possible every day.
We all start out with a false belief about ourselves, with some untrue thing that we believe walking through our lives. I'm not worthy, I'm not lovable, I'm gonna fail. Whatever your basic mistaken belief about yourself is, you form a personality around. An insane belief in my own ability to manifest things. Insane belief, you know, that I think it's ultimately complete sanity. But I believe we're creators, and I believe we create with every thought and every word. Is every moment is pregnant with the next moment of your life.
To be successful at anything, the truth is you don't have to be special. You just have to be what most people aren't. Consistent, determined, and willing to work for it. No shortcuts. It would be impossible to find better examples of men who embody that work ethic, integrity, purpose, determination, and discipline that it takes to be a champion in life.
You know, folks, I'll admit it. My life is going really, really well. Many of my dreams have come true, and there are plenty of you who've got huge aspirations and for success too. I get emails and tweets all the time from people. So many people asking how I did it. I try to share the principles of success whenever I can because I have not gotten this far without learning the principles of success. And over the years, I've just realized that common sense just ain't that common. So I often get inspiration from books, and one book that resonates with me all the time is this book right here. It's called The Secret. It is the most powerful book outside of the Bible that I have ever read in my life. And the book is based on the law of attraction and how that principle, once you master it, can help you find wealth, happiness, better health, whatever you're looking for, relationship. So let me share some of the concepts that have helped keep me on my game. So the first one is like attracts like. You have to understand, you are a magnet. Whatever you are, that's what you draw to you. If you're negative, you're going to draw negativity. You're positive, you draw positive. You're a kind person, more people are kind to you. So you're like a magnet, you know. And you got to understand something about like attracts like. If you see it in your mind, you can hold it in your hand.
Everything you could ever ask for, you could ever have now or ever ask for in the future, you already have right now. You already have all of it. You simply are not experiencing it. Because everything that has ever happened is happening now and ever will happen is happening right now. And so, it is for you merely to reach into the sea of infinite possibilities and call forth the reality you choose now to experience.
So I train my nervous system by starting every morning. I do this process to change my body. It's a breathing process. And then I think of one at a time, a minute each. I see and feel something in my life that I'm really grateful for. Wow. I do little things and big things. So you don't have to have a giant thing to be grateful. And then I do 3 minutes of what I call, you know, three to thrive. I think of three things I want to make happen, outcomes, results, and I don't sit there and beg for them or pray for them. I see them as done. I feel them. I celebrate them as done, because when your subconscious mind believes it's done, it makes it happen. So it's kind of programming it. And the whole thing only takes 10 minutes.
Tired, 14 days, 13 days, whatever the hell it is, don't mean nothing. Tired is only in the mind. You tell yourself you're tired, you're going to be tired. I don't get tired.
Are you the best footballer in the world right now?
I think so, yes. In my mind, I'm always the best.
2013, you said. By the time we're 25, we're going to be a self-made millionaire.
There's no one laughing at me now. I turn it onwards.
God, I know every mother ain't going to do what I'm going to do. That's how you level up.
Stop being average when your potential is crying to come outside and be more than that.
It's so easy to be great nowadays, my friend, because most people are weak.
Isn't it about time you become that person you knew you always could be?
I want to be uncommon amongst uncommon people.
There's no excuse not to be the hardest motherfucking worker in the room.
I truly believe we are all equal as human beings, and if we are obsessed with something and we truly pursue our passion with everything we have, regardless of anything else, if you are obsessed, work hard, put in the time, you will succeed. And that is a philosophy that I carry, my coaches carry, and this is hard work. This is an obsession. Nothing can beat hard work.
What is the worst advice you've ever heard or received?
It can't be done.
The fact that it is painful is the reason that it's working.
Yeah.
That if it wasn't, everybody else that has to try and step out into this new life faces this same thing too. Mm. Every single person does. That's why most people don't do it.
Yeah.
Like, this is what hard feels like, and this is why most people don't win.
Mm-hmm. Dreams are something you have to believe in. I almost gave up on mine. To all of you out there, please keep your dreams alive.
Why be normal when you can be the best? I don't want to be normal. I want to make the difference. So everything I do, I want to make the difference. Because when I make the difference, I'm the best. And that is not arrogance. That is confidence.
Let me teach you the real life, how it really is. The reason why you're a loser, and the reason why you're not making it, And the reason why you're trying to go through all these, I go to all these conventions, speak all the time. I look in the audience and these people sign up, and every year go to convention thinking they're going to learn something different. No, you're lazy. You know exactly what to do. Because even me, in my state of, I can't read or write, I knew exactly what to do. It just sucks doing it. It sucks to wake up every morning of your life and say, God, man, I'm not smart. So guess what I gotta do? I gotta study the same shit that I got one of the highest scores in the nation on. And do it again.
If you haven't gotten what you want, then you're not worthy of it, period. And that's okay. Now you can admit that you suck and improve. Better to know you're bad for a season than pretend you're good for a lifetime. You're not making as much money as you want because you're not as good as you think you are.
No one can save you but you. You have to put the mind into what you want to put the mind into. If you believe in something, you can achieve it.
Everybody's asleep, man. We're just getting home after a long night. You know, going out there partying. It's Friday night. It's close to 3 a.m. right now. The thing is, man, it's always going to be a party. It's always going to be a time to celebrate and a time to join friends and or a day to... I mean, the bars are always open. Always open. No matter how old you are, they're always open, you know? What's not always open is the opportunity to check the box in life. You know, achieve your dreams. That's not always open.
You know, I had to convince myself that I'm going to make it. You know, regardless of how people felt at that time. And what it does is it makes you feel like, or made me feel like, there's going to be points that people are going to mistake my confidence for arrogance. Because I've had to, they don't understand the process I went through. And how much I had to believe in myself in order to make these things happen. I feel like you can will yourself into a good space. Mm-hmm. Things that are meant to happen will. And if you believe in yourself enough, you can help yourself learn.
Can I ask you something? If you had one shot, one opportunity to seize everything that you ever wanted in one moment, would you capture it or let it slip?
I feel to be at the pinnacle of any game. In any, whatever you do, you've got to be a little bit gone to it. You're not all there. You've got to be almost insane to your craft. Not a lot of people can understand that.
One of your quotes is, when you're winning, you're not as good as you think you are. When you're losing, you're not as bad as you think you are. What's that mean to you?
When you're winning, everybody's telling you how amazing you are. Oh my God, let me tell you, you're the best. You're amazing. You know, you're just better than that guy, and you're better than this guy. It always takes me back to that quote of Marcus Aurelius, who had a slave that would sit behind him and always whisper to him, hey,
you're just a man.
You're just a man.
You're just a man.
That's right, 40 laws of power.
It's only delusional until it works. So is it really delusional? And then once the world see it, there's nothing delusional about it. Now your delusion becomes, oh, he was a genius.
I wanted to be the guy. I'm a warrior, period. There's a lot of guys that have been in a lot more combat than me. A warrior's not always that. A warrior's a mother who says, hey, I'm here again today. I'm here again tomorrow. I'm going to be here the next day. I'm 50 years old. I'm still getting after it. It's a person that puts no limit on what's possible.
For many times I was laughed at and not believed in, but you know what? Nothing external can defeat the internal. The only thing that can take someone down or break you down is internal. Nothing external is strong enough. It's just about making sure your internal dialogue and your internal belief in yourself is strong enough that it can withstand the external. The external is there. You've got to accept it. You've got to embrace it. You've got to understand it and be aware of it. But don't let it seep into your internal dialogue.
Everything is possible in your life when you believe. When you believe, everything is possible. You have a two hands. Maybe. Everything is possible. Make it whatever you want to be.
So I know why you go on Instagram. I know why you... Because... You just have the time. You have the time because you don't want to put that time into bettering oneself. So I know why I'm misunderstood. I'm misunderstood by people who have plenty of time on their hands to misunderstand me, because they are exactly where I once was, with the low-life, lazy piece of shit. It's the harsh reality of people who troll you, who go after you. They have nothing better to do with your lives. It's not some after-school special. It's the truth. I once was that way. I know where it all comes from. That's why it's frustrating me now, because I'm not so frustrated at the fact that I'm being trolled. I'm frustrated by the fact that you don't have the courage to try to be somebody better than what you're not. And that's the frustrating part.
I think the easiest thing in life is to give up on whatever, you know, whatever you're focused on or whatever you're hopeful for. The hardest thing is to continue to keep going. But we have to. Like, we have to continue to hold on. And I would imagine for so many people out there, that is probably the most difficult thing.
Tell you, the harder and harder you work in here, the harder and harder it becomes to accept failure out there. Second place isn't an option anymore, guys. The more you give in here, the more you get out there. Why would you not want to give it at all? What else are you going to do? You come here and kill it right now? Or stay home on the couch? You know, watching the life pass by. I know it sounds like habitual what I say all the time, but sometimes you got it ingrained in your head. What else would you be doing right now? Taking the time off? Or taking the time to get ahead? It's just, that seems so simple to me, that solution, that I'll, you know, the choice is there. If it doesn't seem so easy to you, it's because you don't believe in yourself. You believe in yourself, you want to be in here killing it. Because giving you that much more of a chance, because you believe you can come that. The people that don't come in here because they're tired of stuff are people that don't believe in themselves. That's why they don't see the asset of being in the gym to grow. They see it as a waste of time. Because they don't believe they can ever get there. So therefore, why take the precautionary steps to sharpen and, you know, and hone the arsenal to really go to battle? Because they don't even want to go to battle, because they know they're going to lose.
Who's the best player in the world ever?
Theo.
Me.
Don't ever let somebody tell you you can't do something.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Not even me. You got a dream, you got to protect it. People can't do something themselves. They want to tell you you can't do it. You want something, go get it. Period.
When I say I am God, you think I'm joking or not?
You tell me.
I'm not joking. When I come on the field, I feel like that.
You feel like God?
I feel like God when I'm on the field.
An omnipotent.
I feel untouchable, and I feel I will smash everyone that comes in my way. That is the mental part. Let's say boxing. Tyson Fury is the champion. If you ask me if I could smash, I would say yes. I will.
I
would smash
Tyson Fury.
In my head, yes. But when I come in the ring, he would knock me out after 2 seconds. But the mentality is,
yes,
I can.
Discipline is doing what you hate to do, but doing it like you love it.
I love that quote.
Yeah, and that's what you have to do to be the best.
Do or do not. There is no try.
Everybody asked me the question. They wanted to know what kind. I knew he's going to wild out and he's going to do something crazy. Everybody wanted to know what I would do if I didn't win. I guess we'll never know.
How do I gain more confidence?
It starts with yourself, man. You got to start diving into those things that you are afraid of. You don't gain confidence by going to the spot that makes you feel good. It could be a false reality. What gives you confidence is not being afraid. It's overcoming the fear. I used to stutter severely bad. So right now, I don't know how many people are going to watch this. You know what gives me confidence? Is knowing I no longer care if I sit or start stuttering at you.
Yeah.
That's what gives me confidence, is facing these things, overcoming them. And maybe not overcoming them every day, but facing them. And facing them, and facing them. Pretty soon like this, you know what, man? This is where it's at. Mm. It's not in that comfort zone. It's in the discomfort zone.
The only thing that you can do is win so big that all of them constantly compare themselves to you, and then you'll forget they exist. Success is the only revenge. He's like, it's not the best revenge. He's like, it's the only one. There's no other revenge, because everything else is petty. Everything else does show that you were thinking about these people all day long, which means they win by default.
A few weeks ago, I was in the gym working out, when this NBA player walks in with his trainer. I could tell by the exercise they were doing, he was used to doing just 12 reps. Because when the trainer said, let's do 15 today, he got a little attitude. It became very clear to me on why he was a bench warmer. Having that bare minimum attitude would keep me out on that bench. It motivated me, though. It was locked in my brain. It's still there now on how he sounded. It kept me in the gym for 2 hours. The thing about it is this, it's not just the 3 reps that he failed to recognize. It's what happens in those 3 reps that make you better. Never do the bare minimum. Stay hard.
Because I want to be great.
And you're not.
I want to be one of the greats.
People want to know where I find my strength at, where I get my strength. I get it from a lot of places, but right now, this morning, I'm getting it from, there's not a mother that's up. There's not a car. There's not a person. Everybody's in their bed, sleep, dreading that it's a Monday. Hate it's a Monday. And I'm loving it. I'm loving that where everybody's getting weaker, I'm getting stronger. It's not about the running, the swimming, the push-ups, the sit-ups. It's about what those things do for your mentality. You don't get better on the daggone couch. You get better by coming out here and getting the after it every daggone day.
Connor, in February of 2013, we spoke for the first time. You didn't have a car. You didn't have a pot to piss in. All you had were blueberries. Now here you are with the undisputed gold. Enjoy it, my friend. You deserve it. You called it.
Yeah, from nothing to something to everything.
Man, bro, when you really want something, you're going to find a way, ultimately. And it might not be today or next year or 5 years or 10 years, but this thing takes priority and precedent over all other things. And even then, in this life, it's not necessarily guaranteed that you'll get there. But I know what's not guaranteed is you being comfy and getting there. That's not happening.
Greatness is not meant for a few chosen people. It's meant for those who persistently pursue their dreams every day and make that choice when they wake up. So just a mentality, really. Aspirations come from people that do amazing things, but they're really ordinary people just waking up every day doing it, doing the little things that other people aren't doing. So
this guy just passed me. He said, Goggins, just be average today. Some of you just don't understand. Some of you have been average for so damn long, you don't know what it is to do hard work. But there's a lot of you out there who want to be much more than average, but just don't know how to do it every single day, the grind. And you find someone to oil those ears up. So check it out. This is a mindset. Maybe it's true, maybe it's not. But there's a motherfucker out there who wants what you have, who wants the position you are, who wants the job you have, who wants the wife that you have, or the husband. There's someone out there hungry and wants everything you can have. Maybe it's true, maybe it's not. But if it is, it's going to be your ass. So make that a motivation for you. Stay hard.
We're not on this stage just because of talent or ability. We're up here because of 4 a.m. We're up here because of 2-a-days or 5-a-days. We're up here because we had a dream and let nothing stand in our way. If anything tried to bring us down, we used it to make us stronger. We were never satisfied, never finished, will never be retired. My high school English teacher, Mr. Fisk, he had this beautiful quote, and it read, "Rest at the end, not in the middle." And I took that to heart. I believe there's time for resting at the end, but for me, that time is not now. My next dream is to be honored one day for inspiring the next generation of athletes to have a dream, sacrifice for it, and never, ever rest in the middle.
Why do we fall? So that we can learn to pick ourselves up.
We will win. Because we will hit all game. We are motivated. We are dedicated. We will win. Because we are the best on the field.
Could you do me a favor? Stop them. Get scared to be you. Stop being you. Fuck what they think. You keep running. Oh, they going. Fuck what they going to say. Start being you. Listen, before you know, life is going to be over. And you're going to say to yourself, I didn't live my life. I'm seeing too many people out here being clones of people that they never met just because they seen them on social media, and they put this whole show on, this whole show, this production, and their life is so great that you don't even want to be you, that you abandoned yourself. I ain't going to never jump outside of myself and be nobody else. I'm going to be me. Start being you and stop being anybody else. Stop being scared.
What's the least amount of sleep you played a game on? Story where it's like, you know, no one knows about where you went and played a game and it was so insane for whatever reasons.
No sleep.
You played a game with zero sleep.
Zero sleep. Zero sleep. It's like, you know, kids, you know, Natalia had a certain, you know, health situation, what have you, and you're staying up all night, and then you got to go out and perform because fans don't know, you know, teammates don't know, nor do they care, nor should they, that you've been up all night. You got to perform, right? And so you just gotta go to work, man.
I'm obsessed with finding myself now after and not having to prove anything to anybody other than myself.
You see this guy here staring back at you?
Yeah.
That's your toughest opponent. Every time you get into the ring, that's who you're going against. I believe that in boxing, and I do believe that in life.
My hero. That's who I chase. Now, when I was 15 years old, I had a very important person in my life come to me and say, "Who's your hero?" And I said, "I don't know. I got to think about that. Give me a couple of weeks." I come back 2 weeks later. This person comes up and says, "Who's your hero?" I said, "I thought about it. You know who it is?" I said, "It's me in 10 years. So I turned 25 10 years later. That same person comes to me and goes, "So are you a hero?" And I was like, "Not even close. No, no, no." She said, "Why?" I said, "Because my hero is me at 35. So you see, every day, every week, every month, and every year of my life, my hero is always 10 years away.
The way I look at it within myself, why not? Why can't I be the MVP of the league? Why can't I be the best player in the league? I don't see why. Why? Why can't I do that?
Be the guy who embraces the ugly, the miserable. Be the guy who embraces hard work, the grind. Don't be afraid of being hurt. Don't be afraid of sacrificing some blood.
And there's only two types, winners and losers.
Winners don't make excuses when the other side plays the game.
Yeah, I heard a quote one time from Vincent van Gogh that really rang true. He said, "He has dedicated his life to his art, and he has lost his mind in the process." When I sat and I thought about that, it sounded very familiar. I have given every single thing, every ounce of my life to this craft, to perfecting my craft, and I continue to do so. And in the process, I have lost my mind, but in a good way, to regular society, to people who wake up at 9 a.m., who clock out at 5 p.m., they would look at me and say, "I've lost my mind." But me, I have found it almost.
Tired, 14 days, 13 days, whatever the hell it is, don't mean nothing. Tired is only in the mind. You tell yourself you're tired, you're going to be tired. I don't get tired.
I'm emotionless. I am zen. At peace, ready for war.
If you want to be great, want to be the baddest mother ever at what you do,
you could be misunderstood by everybody because you're going to be so obsessed and so driven to get there. That's what it takes.
That's the truth.
It takes every second of your life. Anybody says balance? Yeah, balance is important for a lot of people. It is. But if you want to go to that edge where people do not like you, don't understand you, question everything you do, you've arrived. When you are misunderstood to the point where people think you're psycho and you're nuts and you're this and that, why are you in the gym at 1 o'clock in the morning? You just got to doing an op for 13, 14 hours at the Ranger School, man, at the gym. What is wrong? You will never understand what is wrong with me.
You're crazy until you're successful, then you're a genius. And I think for a lot of people, when, you know, you're grinding as a small channel, people think you're too obsessed. You're a weirdo. Stop only making videos. Like, get a life. Be realistic. You're, you know, I mean, people will convince you you're out of your mind for wanting to do this. But then once you're successful, they're like, yo, your drive, your tenacity was great. But it's like, yeah, well, where was that back then? You know what I mean? I didn't get that when I was a small channel.
Your story may not have such a happy beginning, but that doesn't make you who you are. It is the rest of your story, who you choose to be.
You can achieve the absolute impossible. You don't need great parents. You don't need like a private school. You don't need to have this humongous GPA and all this other shit. What you need is the one thing I talk about in my book, which is straight up brutal work ethic. You have to be willing to outwork everybody in the world. And that's the hard part.
You know what a loser is? A real loser is somebody that's so afraid of not winning, they don't even try. Now you're trying, right?
Yeah.
Well, then you're not a loser.
One thing important is that we all have these moments in time that either make you or break you, that can determine the rest of your life. The rest of your life can be determined by one simple decision. 19 years ago, 300 pounds, I was spraying for cockroaches and made a decision to try to be a Navy SEAL. My whole goal was to go on this path every day after work and to run a mile to mile and a half. This rock was about the 0.5 mark in my run. This rock was a moment that should have broken me. I got 0.5 into it. I weighed 297 pounds. I sat on this rock and I had a decision to make. I wanted to quit. I wanted to give up. There wasn't some inspirational quote. It wasn't nothing. It was me, myself, and it was freezing out here. I had to make a decision. The decision I made was to get up and keep on going. That one moment changed the rest of my life.
The hunter is now the hunted. I told him this before. Thank you. Thank you for all what you've done. Thank you for beating me, because beating me, he made me a better fighter, a better person. In this camp, I didn't around. If you know me, you know I like a vacation, but I didn't around. I stayed on the grind and I put myself through it. You've been seeing me on Freestyle Band on YouTube. I've been putting it. I don't put my highlights on the gram. I put the work. I get tired. So that way when I'm in here, I don't get tired.
Sometimes you just gotta say things just for what they are. Just for what they are. Passion? Passion is free. Nobody can charge you for passion. Nobody can tell you what passion looks like, because that's all about you. Effort is isolated. The reason why effort is isolated, because nobody can dictate it. Effort is 100% in the mind. No coach, no player, nobody else can make you run to the ball. Nobody else can make you finish a tackle. Nobody else can do it. That's why it's the most isolated things in this earth right now. It's effort. And when you finally figure it out, how to win real battles, it's final through fundamentals. That's what wins championships. That's what wins battles. Blocking, tackling, until they get tired. Because you don't know what tired feels like. That's the only reason we do it.
It's another early morning. You're probably thinking, I have so many videos of me putting my shoes on early in the morning. Well, the videos are all very different if you really think about it. Every morning, every day of our lives, we have choices to make. You have the choice to stay in bed, to say, forget it, I'm not going to work out today, or forget it, I'm not going to work hard today. You always have a choice every single day of your life. So It's a very different video because yesterday I made the choice to get up early and run, but today's another day. Today's another day that I'm faced with another choice to make. So I'm making a choice again to put my shoes on early in the morning and get active again. So make the right decision.
You're willing to shoulder more than your responsibility of life because you expect and demand something more of life. Champion's mentality, man. Hoping for a good result. You're demanding a result. You're going above and beyond what's expected in the gym, what normal people do. You do more than what's normal because you want more than a normal return of life's investment.
Freaking win the game! Don't put on a show! You win the game! Don't put on the show! You win the game! Don't put on the show! You freaking win the game!
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in My Lowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Sun don't stop for nobody, man. Sun don't stop. Sun gonna be up in the morning regardless. That sun is gonna be up in the morning regardless of how I feel and how depressed I am. The sun is gonna shine in the morning, and at nighttime the moon gonna be there. And you gonna look up, these days gonna keep going by. So do you let the days go by and look up, and you done wasted a year doing what? Or do you just pick it up? All right. Well, gotta figure it out. Made some mistakes. Life goes on. You figure out life from this point.
You want to become best. You want to become champion. And now you want to say like you're tired. Who cares? You're tired or not? Nobody cares about it. He was tired. He had personal problem, family. Nobody cares.
We're all writing a book. What's your book look like? What does your fucking book look like? Like your life is a book. You got a bunch of chapters in your book, but when they close that book, how good was the book? How good was your book? What was the ending to your book?
Yeah. What was really your work ethic like, and for how long did you stay disciplined?
Well, every day. I mean, since, you know, for 20 years, it was an everyday process and trying to figure out strengths and weaknesses. For example, jumping ability. Now, my vertical was a 40, wasn't a 46 or a 40, 45. My hands are big, but they're not massive. Right, so you got to figure out ways to strengthen them so your hands are strong enough to be able to palm a ball and do the things that you need to do. Quickness, I was quick, but not insanely quick. I was fast, but not ridiculously fast. Right, so I had to rely on skill a lot more. I had to rely on angles a lot more. I had to study the game a lot more, and it just never changed.
What I found is that winning doesn't happen on show day. It happens in early mornings, painful workouts, long cardio sessions, and hungry nights. Happens in those moments of fear we all have when faced with a difficult goal, and then more so in what you make of that fear. It happens in every second of every day before you win. If you can take every opportunity you have to bring yourself closer to your goal, win every one of those opportunities, all while becoming more resilient in the process, how can you lose? That is an exciting opportunity.
I became obsessed with being the baddest that God ever created. Am I that? I don't care. I believe it. And I was trying to tell him, once you become obsessed with something, obsessed, it's okay to be unbalanced for a while. It's okay. Don't be all this stuff people say, you got to be balanced. To be the best in the world at what you do. It's not about being a Navy SEAL, people. the best at what you do, you have to be unbalanced to find every bit of energy and strength that you have to pull it off.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98 because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help. You save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.